kick us off. Welcome to everybody to Overdunk. This is episode 30-something. I don't know. It's been a long day for everybody. But I am joined, of course, with the champions of North America today. We have Black Hand here. You guys have been absolutely tearing it up in tournaments. But up until this point, you didn't have a tournament win in UCS yet, right? You were just top four cursed forever. And you guys finally flipped that on its head. So congratulations on your first place win in regionals here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Well, first thing I got to ask, there was a lot of MVP shouts all over the place. I got to know, asking your team, who's the MVP of this tournament?
I'll start out. Overlord.
Okay.
Overlord. When I came to the series that mattered, it was Overlord.
Okay. Do you have a different MVP for the entire tournament then, Kyrios?
Oh, no, I'm probably still going to Overlord.
No, okay. we'll keep it on Overlord. That's totally fine.
I'll say, the comps that Overlord showed throughout the series, but also, like, ELO, some of the things you've had to learn this latest week playing the Hoopers. Crazy, complex.
Yeah, no kidding. ELO,
every time I talk to ELO, he's like trying to learn something else about the meta, especially against IX. Like, such an adaptable team. They learn so quickly, so.
Yeah, we came up with such a crack strategy, but we didn't trust we would master it in time for today, so.
No, now you gotta tell me, what is it, Slash?
Just tell him.
Yeah, okay, you can't hold back anymore. Worlds is next, you're good.
So, if you Blissey Unite into Hoopa Portal, it cancels the Blissey Unite, and we were practicing ELO Phantom Forcing into enemy team, and I Blissey Unite for damage, and then I get it back. Because I get it canceled through the portal in a second.
That is a pretty sick play. I'm not going to lie. That would have been sweet to see you pull up.
But if you mess up, you lose your Blissey ult, so we figured it wasn't worth it.
Right, in the end, all of a sudden, just your Hoopa's Blissey United and nothing's going to happen within Zeppelin. Yeah. That is a little bit of a concern for sure. Well, the opponents you were headed into in that grand final, of course, it was an absolute lights out match, bracket reset, all that nonsense. But you were going up against IX Gaming, who was perma picking the composition with the Dragonite and Absol. What were you guys like? Was all your planning dedicated onto beating that comp after day one?
I can speak on that. Yeah, we did hours and hours of prep for literally just this one pick, and we planned our entire comp and game plan around Absol, which I mean, it says a lot about the character. I mean, in the right hand, in the right hands, it's lethal and very incredibly hard to beat. But luckily, the small adjustments that we made towards our game plan and who we wanted to funnel resources into went a long way, and we were able to just edge them out in a close finals.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And I gotta ask, you mentioned that Pokemon in the right hands is a devastating force, obviously. Was the ever, like, did a thought ever cross your mind to, like, Kyrios, would you ever pick up the Absol?
Yeah, so I think we, like, briefly thought about it. Thing is, like, I played Absol, actually, as my very first Pokemon main.
Cool.
When I first was, like, playing ranked, I was playing Absol, and I kind of, like, got a good idea of the mechanics. But when it came to, like, seeing how Noodle played and how effective it was against, like, even the top teams, we kind of just included, this guy's got it. He's got the Absol already unlocked. It's going to be very difficult to try to catch up to Noodle in, like, a very short amount of time and try to mirror him in the Absol Ditto, so... Fair we thought enough. It probably just wasn't worth an investment and that there's a different way to play around it.
Okay.
And of course, a lot of different teams, you know, thought of different strategies to try to counter Absol, but we kind of came up with our own and we thought it would be effective.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Absol Pokemon, the skill ceiling absolutely through the roof. You can get very, very good at Pokemon and be a bigger threat. But speaking of skill ceilings, Overlord, you were on Serena and you were making it look stupid good.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that selection. Yeah, why were you picking that up, especially going into OG? I'm just saying, picking you as my number one top laner definitely paid off in the end. I'm just saying, I got flamed for it a little bit, but I'm just saying it worked out. So.
Yeah, I think you were pretty accurate about all your rankings going, especially Jungle Book in number four.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to bring in that one at all.
Honestly, Honestly, well, I'll let Overlord get to his point, his question first.
Well, let me jump in too, actually. I want to put a big caveat there. I want to admit, I was wrong, Jungle Book. I did not trust you. You were only back with this roster for a short amount of time. I had doubt, obviously unfounded. It is no longer there. I want to give another shout to another caster on the team. Yo, Jeff Hoagland on our broadcast was like pumping you up the entire time. He's like, I've never played with a jungler as good as Jungle Book. He's like, he's the best. No contest. Like, you have Jeff's faith, like, the whole time. So you had them convinced. Well, it just took me to convince. But yeah,
I appreciate it. Don't worry about it, man. Yeah, Overlord, okay. You want to speak on the Serena and just everything else about the
tournament? Yeah. So, basically on what we wanted to pick, it was kind of based on, like, the side we wanted. Mm-hmm. So we knew on grass side, we could definitely get away with like a scaling top laner,
right,
without having to worry some of like Rin ganking me top lane or messing me up for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But on the games where like we were on the bad side, right, I tried to play Lucario. We tried, as you can see on the stream, like multiple strategies with Lucario, uh-huh. Even like Lucario bot. I tried to get this to work, but like at some point I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna play Serena every game. So at the end, I just walked into Serena, and the Serena, you know, I came in clutch, you know, carried us to this victory. So
you definitely, it looked amazing. You had Twitch chat's confidence too. As soon as they saw that number tick over to level 15, all of Twitch chat was just, it's over. Like there was no variance there.
I think I've had some pretty like, you know, like clutch insane like moments in like my career playing this game, but mm-hmm. I don't think anything's even going to come close to that pentakill and the third game of the bracket reset.
It's a highlight reel for sure.
Confident we were winning.
Yeah, that's gonna be up on YouTube definitely. I loved seeing it. But Elo, I have yet to talk to you specifically. You picked up this Hooper role in a new way, and you had to learn a lot of weird, you know, meta strategies. Mike was giving you some shout outs for that. Were you like, how much prep time were you putting in? Obviously it paid off. Talk to me about the lead up to this tournament.
Honestly, like, we're always just discussing strategies and stuff. I think Kyrios especially, like, he's giving me the details on all the strategies and like making it really easy for me. Yeah,
cool.
It definitely was a lot of pressure coming into this.
Yeah.
But I mean, same as Retsu actually. He picked up the support runs too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just happy that we made it.
Yes.
And also happy for my boys in Blossom.
Yeah, that's crazy. Three out of the original five members of Blossom making it to Worlds, right?
Yeah, that's optimal right. Outcome.
Optimal, yeah. Numbers game, and it worked out. It worked out. That was really good. Yeah, Curios, talk to me about Trevenant.
So the idea was basically we need a way to stop Absol. Mm-hmm. The most common thing about that we saw from like IX is that they're playing a lot of characters that are very, very strong in getting scores. So obviously the Lucario, mm-hmm. but I think the Absol, when it gets attack with stacks, is pretty much unbeatable.
Yeah.
And there's no other champ that can really stop the Absol in the side lane except Serena
mm-hmm.
or Trevenant. So yeah. We kind of just decided to go Serena because I think Serena just like dominates pretty much any mid-game team fight, and Trevenant will pretty much just hold down the fort and make sure the Absol doesn't get too fed. The main thing that Trevenant is also really effective at is like dictating flips. So mm-hmm. when, you know, there's a lot of teams that will try to just get on objective immediately mm-hmm. and Trevenant's secure is pretty good. Trevenant's CC is extremely good.
Yeah.
And when people are trying to get into the pit, Trevenant's slow on curse is also extremely effective.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's just like annoying to kill Trevenant. He just has basically three health bars, right? You gotta get his passive. You gotta get his focus band, and then you gotta kill him through all the remaining like heals that he's getting from his passive and like his auto attacks and spells.
Yeah.
So Trevenant just buys so much time for all of us, and he can hold the side lane by himself. So that's why he picked it.
Yeah, obviously it paid off. Well, Mike, obviously I gotta mention this before we stop the broadcast. Excellent. Happy Father's Day. All of your sons have made it to Worlds. You have
Thank you.
Daddy Excellent has made it happen. How does it feel watching your team play in a tournament like this? I mean, you don't get to be in the server, but you're watching, you're cheering them on, you're trying to pep them up. What's it like being a coach of a team now Worlds bound?
It is amazing. It's honestly really like nerve-wracking, like trying to figure out if all of the things that we've like tried to develop, like new strategies and everything, how it's like come together for this very specific moment. And mm-hmm. when you're looking and, you know, it's a close game and time's ticking down, and like it's coming down to those clutch moments, and that's why like we're going for the best players, right? The guys are just a joy to work with too, so mm-hmm. like every time, like, we're having an incredibly good discussion, especially leading up to this very tournament.
Hmm.
The amount of practice we've put in and the quality of the practice has just, like, skyrocketed. So I've been very happy about it.
That's amazing. And then, Slashkin, you're the last one I have to single out that was playing in this tournament today or being involved. I tried to shout out, the Blissey microplay as much as I can on broadcast. Not as flashy of moments, but it can look real good. And obviously, you make it look incredible. Slashkin, how do you feel after this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, the series we played to go to Worlds, I think, were the best Blissey games I've ever played.
You looked so good, man.
Yeah, and there's obviously the small micro plays of stopping the Hoopa portals, and I stopped like every single one in those series. So
yeah,
overall, really happy with my performance today.
Slashkin, Shaquille O'Neal. It's tough to decide what role you were feeling in that squad, but that is awesome. Well, again, congratulations to you and the entire squad, obviously. I wanted to... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but one more thing I want to say. We did get a message in chat, and so if you guys have any questions for Blackhand, go feel free to toss them into the chat. I won't promise to get every single one, but I'll throw some out for as long as I can keep them here. Another reminder, they are champions. They need to go relax and rest after a gigantic day, a gigantic 2 days worth of games. But the first one is, Flipsicle asked this, this was already two Worlds bound teams. That decision had already been made. Yeah, there's a lot of money on the line. How serious were you taking this grand finals match?
Honestly, like, I think the first round, like, for the reset.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, not taking it that seriously.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because we already made it to World. But no. Then, like, they got the reset on us, and then, like, it was just time to focus up, I felt like. And, like, my teammates' comms were, like, hyping us up, too. I think that really helped a lot.
That's good.
I think Overlord was definitely really hyped to try to win it. I think he's probably the one who was, like, the most enthusiastic about, like, trying his best to win. I was like doing my best to follow up with it, but so just like you got such a dopamine rush from winning the first series and like actually making it that I think like maybe some of us were a little bit like worn out from that. We took a break, we like kind of celebrated, put out tweets.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I think once we saw like how well IX had like adapted to kind of different things, especially with the Trevenant, because you know, a best of three, it's not that many games, right?
And yeah,
it's only just a quick like 2-0. When it comes to like a full grand finals reset into that, like when we saw how well they had adapted, I think it kind of just came as a, you know, we have beaten this team before. It's like we can clutch, like we can come through and prove that we're rank one. Like we shouldn't settle for rank two. Like we're not going to do that at Worlds. We're not going to do it here. So let's get in that mindset right now. Like we're going to win against this team. And yeah. I think in the bracket reset, we played much more serious, but also just like, I think it wasn't that we were sandbagging in like the first set, but it's more just like, we talked a lot more after the bracket reset about what can we actually do to beat this team, because they were playing extremely well early game. So we had talked actively about like what can we change, and then I think that's where the discussions actually led to us making game winning decisions.
Yeah, momentum is definitely something that you have to regain. Yeah,
yeah.
I have one thing I wanted to chime in with that. Yeah, you go.
Oh, I was gonna say something real quick. I think something that had a kind of might have had a big factor in the first before the bracket reset was in the very first game we played in the grand finals. We were doing like really well throughout the first half of the game, and then as soon as second Dreadnought spawned, my internet cut for like 30 seconds.
Oh no!
So I was AFK running to top lane while like the whole second Dreadnought was happening, and like we pretty much lost the game. Where like we probably should have won because we were doing really well. We were really fed on everyone, but I'm just glad that like after the bracket reset, you know, we just had to dial in, make sure we all focused and got that dub.
So. Definitely. I mean, every single game, you are doubling your money when you move on. And when you're at that high point of the game, that double is a pretty big factor. But excellent. You wanted to shout something about this too.
Yeah, I think one of the things that was like different from the winners finals and the grand finals initially was we had specifically planned some early game rotations and things that we could do that is way different from what has previously been done.
Mm-hmm.
And those rotations weren't recognized immediately. Therefore, we thought that those could help us like overcome the early game struggles that IX is usually bringing. And they were so quick at adapting to this that when they then got into the grand finals, they were prepared for what we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to almost use that time to figure out, okay, but what do we want to do like now that they've figured out how to deal with that strategy?
Cool. I think that's a good point. I mean, you got to relearn every single time you head into these lobbies. Definitely. Well, I got another question here from Ironblade Music. They asked, how hectic were the team comps when you guys saw that you won? What was the pop-off moment like? What was bigger, too, when you won the winner's finals or when you won the grand finals?
That's kind of hard to say. I think both were really hype.
Yeah, both pretty hype. That's good.
I think for sure the... it's actually, yeah, it's hard to say. I think the winners finals. That's like the one actually gets you into London, right? Like mm-hmm. that was the one that really mattered. Of course, like, you know, money, kind of, you know, bragging rights, I guess, when you win the grand finals, it's all cool. But the one, that moment that we, I think personally, I thought about it a lot when I was just doing random stuff. I was just like eating dinner or something like that the night before. I was just like, oh, I just really want to get this win. I want this bad. And mm-hmm. I think everybody else does too.
Yeah,
and when that moment finally happened, and like, you know, our dreams of going to Worlds came true, you know, that's a moment that you can't relive. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's just the most hype moment for sure. And it was just a lot of people screaming for me. That was definitely me screaming. I don't think like Elo. I think the one person who like isn't screaming is Elo. He's kind of quiet, but like sure. me, Overlord, Nick, and Slasher is like, let's go, let's go. It was getting high. But that's pretty much the comms. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, good to hear you guys had something to celebrate. Overlord didn't have something better to do, and you're able to take the championship. That is so hype. Again, a big congratulations for you guys. I mean, now you're Worlds bound. The preparation doesn't stop. You got a little bit of a break. You're gonna have some nice cash prizes incoming. It's gonna be fantastic for your team. Now, honestly, I want to ask a little bit. We didn't get to see you on broadcast very much until day number two. Day one, we didn't get to see any of your group stage games or your bracket play. If you're tuned into Sneaky Stream, I'm sure they were trying to cover some of your games. But what strats were you employing? I heard the Trevenant was new for day two.
Yeah, Trevenant was completely new for day two.
For Absol.
It was...
Okay, awesome. So what was being cooked up in day one?
Yeah, day one was mostly just like... I think we kind of would consider this like the standard comp, right? Like most comfortable champs, like for Overlord's like Lucario, and then I'm going on the Venusaur, and then Nick is playing Dragonite.
Cool.
And
cool.
Pretty much just like very standard, not things like, of course you saw throughout a bunch of different day two games that people want like four man bot, splitting jungle, all these different things. We didn't really employ any of those strategies against our group players. I think part of it was we didn't want player student look at these games and see, oh, these guys are kind of doing this strategy, maybe we can adapt to that. But also we didn't have too much of an idea of what the enemies were picking in group stages, so we decided our kind of initial general comp would be the best to pick blind.
Cool. That's awesome. Slashcan, you've been on this team for a really long time now. I think forever Ascendance of the squad has been your home now. However, this is the first time this team has won an official UCS tournament. I know you guys have a few other tournament wins around, though. How confident were you going into this tournament?
So I think I was one of the more confident people on the team.
Okay.
I remember I was talking with Kyrios like a couple of weeks ago. He's like, every team has like an equal shot at Worlds. I'm like, ours is like 80%, I think. Like, I think we're really good.
Wow.
And he's like, but yeah, like behind the scenes, people don't really see, but we were missing Overlord, who's our best player, like the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And second month, we had some hard DC issues.
Yeah, I heard with those.
Just every month was very unfortunate, and we definitely were not able to give it our all until now. And we showed up where it mattered, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, only one small DC this time, apparently. But hey, you fought through it. that's really good.
Yeah.
Jungle Book, this Dragonite meta is definitely something that I think your name is remembered in the Hall of Fame of Dragonite metas from previous past. Did it feel good to be coming back in this meta game?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. I mean, the way that we play now, especially if you just look at our team comp, is heavily enabling our top laner in general, especially for picking Serena. If we have Dragonite and Trevenant, it's mainly to survive early so that Serena can just kind of 1v5 later on. It's kind of reflected in the damage charts. And you if you also pay attention to kind of the rotations we were making for first Bs, especially, we were trying to get the most favorable matchup for our level 5 Steenie so that she could hit Serena as soon as possible. So all that being said, I mean, the way we're playing is a little different from Cinder meta, where
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
used to getting everything and like everyone's playing around me. But hey, I mean, it's awesome to see that, you know, I mean, I have full faith in my team to be able to carry with the resources. And yeah, honestly, I think that today, I didn't even perform my best, like in terms of just a lot of small things and a lot of secures. But the fact that my team is still able to win, even at not my best, is a testament to how clutch these guys really are.
And team, this is now where you will all go, "No, Jungle Book, you were playing amazing. You were incredible." This is where you get to
You got
keep working at
boosted. You're boosted.
His gameplay definitely reflects his tier list ranking, all
Like,
right?
Okay.
Opium.
But seriously, today I got carried, I'll be
Okay.
honest.
Oh, well, I'll take it that
Hey,
in the most
everyone has
wholesome
their
way.
days. Everyone has their days where they carry, so glad that my boys are able to do it.
Overlord, you were given the MVP vote as well. I think that you're gonna get the Unite Mike's MVP as well. Dupesnax and I were messaging during that grand finals, and it was honestly just your name in all caps sent to each other quite a few times.
I might have
It's
also received one of those.
yeah. Dupesnax just likes to message quite a bit, but we were giving you guys some absolute hype. Overlord, you've played Lucario, you've played Serena. I've seen you on the Machampion from time to time. What do you think's your best Pokemon in that top path?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm confident whatever I play, I'll be the best at it. So,
I like to hear
at
that.
the
That's
end of the day,
awesome.
it doesn't matter to me.
Well, that is fantastic. Also, Sneaky Seals posted a few messages in this chat. I gotta hit at least one of them. They were asking if you guys scrimmed random gaming at all, specifically in prep for either IX or Full Send.
No leaks. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No
We
leaks. No
did.
leaks for who? It's over.
We
How do you
actually
find out?
did scrim. Yeah, we can just let it rip, bro. Yeah,
Guys, you know
we
I found
scrimmed.
out random scrimmed IX as well, bro. On their Smurf. We had scrims playing with them every
They're playing us, man.
but they canceled scrims with Full Send.
Oh,
Damn,
wow.
exposed!
Well, I mean,
Oh,
just saying, those are the
drama.
two teams that qualified, so.
There you go.
Might be a random gaming
We
chat.
did scrim with random, and they played IX comp, and then we played, I think, Apprentice's comp for them. So.
Well, there's a lot of talk between those two teams. We specifically talked about your team, Blackhead, number one in North America, but Random Gaming is the number one, or Nouns Esports, the new sponsor, is the number one in EU. What do you guys think of that team? Do you think that you are a good matchup for them? Do you think they're head and shoulders above everybody else? Or do you think they're a bit overrated? Where do you see Random Gaming right now?
In my opinion, they're correct.
Okay, yeah, that's a good shout.
I could talk about random too.
Do it.
I think random's players are, all like, that's definitely the best in the region. They're just incredibly good. I think as a team, they probably do like the most innovation. I think typically when we see like different comps come out, different kind of play styles, in League of Legends, you say, oh, Korea's doing this interesting build or like interesting champ choice in like a certain lane. But in Pokemon Unite, you say, oh, Random Gaming's like doing the Sylveon invade. Random Gaming's doing the split jungle. Those are kind of where a lot of those ideas came from. So Random definitely takes like the cake in being super creative and thinking of different strategies. As for like our matchup against them, I think it'll be extremely good matchup. It is kind of hard to tell with Ping like exactly who's going to take it, and we're gonna just see at Worlds. But I think it's gonna be a very good match nonetheless. And I think they're extremely good.
Yeah, might be my most anticipated game of the World's Tournament, if I'm being completely honest. Anybody else have any more thoughts on Random Gaming versus your team? Yeah, just beat him. Good call.
I can just say a quick piece. I mean, right now it's so hard to say because like the ping is like such a big thing. Like whenever we play against random, whether it's in scrims or we just happen to stumble across someone ladder, it's seriously like a noticeable hindrance to whichever mm-hmm. team has a bad ping.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I honestly think that both us and random would go toe to toe. Personally, I mean, they are definitely the more dominant team within their region. So, you know, maybe I'd give them the edge right now, but we have to wait and see on the same ping and whatever meta happens to fall during the Worlds competition.
that is another really good point. We're probably going to be playing in a brand new meta. It's going to be tough. There's a lot of tape on these World Championship teams, but it's going to be a new environment you're playing in. Obviously, first ever major international LAN event. It's going to be amazing. I've already taken up so much of your time, though. I know you guys need to go and rest, relax, or celebrate whatever needs to happen on this Championship Sunday. So let's just rapid fire through everybody. One last question. I want just your favorite moment from the tournament over these 2 days. What is the highlight to you personally? Let's start out with the coach. Excellent.
That's a difficult one. My favorite moment. I think the moment that I was the most nerve-wracking might just be the one that's going to be the most memorable to me. I think when we had a really good fight against IX, but then lost the Zapdos because we didn't keep like full control of it, but then managed as a team to make a good push onto the enemy side. There was a 1 point difference at one moment. We managed to get the big scores in and we make it back and we defend the goals from Zapdos. I think that entire moment was probably my favorite moment.
Yeah, it was an amazing one to watch for sure. Elo, how about you? Do you have any moment that sticks out in the entire tournament to you?
Bro, honestly, Nick was just so funny this tournament.
Wait, tell me.
There was one game where we got zapped, and then Nick just screamed slash his first name out. It was actually.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm the vibes guy. I always try to keep.
No, he's not.
No,
I am.
Not.
I am.
You suck at a vibe guy. This entire time,
yeah, this guy's saying old for it.
Yeah, we're about to play like today. He's like, okay, like we're trying to get hyped. I was like, oh, IX, we got to play well against IX. Let's take this. And 0-4, we're going 0-4. Let's go home. I want to sleep. I'm like,
oh no,
sleep. It took a nap before.
Got the boys hyped though. Let's go.
I guess it did because they're all pissed at you. I guess that counts.
yep.
Fair enough. Overlord, how about you? Any specific thing? Is it just your Penta?
I mean, I had a couple, you know, clutch. I think I had a couple clutch secures, you know, on Zapdos, Dreadnought, whatever that game. But definitely the most memorable is going to be that Serena Pentacle, man. That was, I don't know, in that moment, it was just something.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get Twitter likes, I guarantee it. definitely going to pay off. The official broadcast is going to have to use that for sure. Nick, Jungle Book, please go next.
Honestly, the most hype moment for me was game 3 of the reset, grand finals reset, when we took the win and brought it to 2-1.
Yeah.
I had been struggling like the whole tournament just with Hyper Beam secures. I don't know. It definitely gets in my head, at least, and I think a lot of players' heads, just having the burden of having a 3-stack Hyper Beam with X attack and just all the bursts. And if you fail a few times, it definitely gets in your head. But just being able to clutch up for that third dread and the Zapdos felt extremely good. And I knew I was ready to take on the last game after that.
That's awesome. Yeah, nothing quite like adding premium gas to yourself while knocking out a Zapdos with the Hyper Beam. I love to hear that. Kyrios, how about you? Anything that specifically stands out to you from these 2 days of competition?
I know we talked a lot about like that last set, but there's actually this really funny moment where... So we were playing against IXGT in day one to advance to day two. And we thought a lot, like we talked a lot about like what the bracket's going to look like. And we kind of concluded, you know, if we win against IXGT and we go up in winner's finals, we only have to win one series. That's such a good chance for us to go to Worlds.
Yeah.
And then I remember, I think it was game 2, where Slash invaded their jungle and took the Dragonite's buff from Chaotic. When he took the buff, and he's like, I got the buff. Nick just says, okay, let's go, Sean! In the middle of the game, and it was such a tense game. Like, we were so focused, and then Nick just like, let's go, Sean! We all just started bursting out laughing. It was so funny.
You know what also happened that game, dude? You know happened that same game? That was the same game I tried to invade Chaotic. I was level 1 buff, and I got snapped back on my quick attack on Lucario.
Oh, unfortunate. Yeah.
Awkward run.
I wish we got that to us. Yeah, that's the one game you actually dropped a game in the series to, right? Otherwise, it was just all 2-0s all the way to Winners Finals, I think. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Tough one. Well, impressive run, obviously. Slash Can, you're the last one I'm going to ask about this. What is your moment that you're going to remember about this tournament?
Okay, so it's not really a hype moment or funny, but like my favorite moment was when it was the second game, like where we were qualifying before like the finals.
Okay.
And I was like 2 levels above Pikadiff. I actually outsecured them on every Odino 1v2. And it just felt really satisfying. All the practice made
off. This guy's ego.
Slash just said, Pika who into the microphone and then is about to leave the podcast. Damn, all right.
Slash was different in that series.
Yeah, Slash was popping off in the first.
That's a good thing.
In that winter series.
Yeah,
it's true. That winter finals.
You're so important for our strategy, too. So.
Yeah. You cannot let a lane like that. Lane. I'm like, every time I say lane, I'm like, I have to say path. But now that I'm off broadcast, it's okay. Like I can relax a little bit. But yes, amazing work, everybody. Yet another congratulations from me. I hope you get to spend that money how you want it. But more so, I'm excited to watch your team compete in Worlds. So again, big congratulations. Make sure you already are following all these guys' streams, their Twitters, their socials, everything like that. I'm sure they'll be posting lots of content as we head toward the World Championships in August. But I've taken way too much of their time. They've been playing Pokemon Unite for 2 days. Hopefully you're not just going to go back to ranked, but who knows. But you guys have an awesome night. They have been Black Hand. I have been Zoinks with you, Night Mikes. This has been Overdunk, and we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.